One of our favourite bachelorettes from last year who was vying for the heart of Matt Agnew. Where's Matt gone? Don't know. Was Abby Chatfield, and she joins us now from Queensland. Hi, Abby.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Abby. Oh, my gosh. We haven't spoken to you or made contact since last year, and so much has happened since then. I want to start with how are things, like from coming off The Bachelor, and you were such a, I was going to say, controversial character in many ways, because at first, and just so you know, we were all on Team Abby because we thought, remember in the early days and that girl was going you in the first few episodes and all you did was go on a date with him and kiss him. You didn't. Yeah. That's not your fault. But it's been an interesting ride for you, hasn't it? Even with the media and trolls, and you've been through a bit, haven't you?
Yeah, the past year has been absolutely insane. And I've got my podcast as well that seemed to cause a lot of, side eyes from the Daily Mail and from people who weren't my biggest fans on the show. But yeah, it's been interesting. But I'm glad the paradise has started tonight, to be honest.
Ooh, now you obviously can't tell us too much. We have seen in the ads that you take a shine to Kieran. I think we all did. He's very he's the hot English guy with the tattoos and the blonde hair. If you need a visual,
I would say
very charismatic. And Abby, did you go in? Because the good thing about Bachelor in Paradise, I think for you guys, is you know the people, so you know who you're actually interested in before you get there. Was that the case with Kieran?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you watch the whole season, you can kind of like, and when I was watching The Bachelorette, I was like, who do I want to put down if I go to paradise? You kind of get the pickings, you know? But yeah, it is easier because you know who you want to invest time in, because you already kind of have an idea. So Kieran was the only one that really I took interest in.
Hey, Boxy, Abs literally jumped in front of Kieran, Carlin. Is that how do you say it?
Kieran.
He was like a shark, and Abby was like a rod with no bait on it. And he was pretty much just bite me, because you were all in the ads. You are all, that's all you want. Your eyes are just set for him. You have a little romantic pash. Now, how did it all go? Did you get a bit of romance with him? But there is rumor that his ex-girlfriend might pop in as an intruder. Is that true?
Yeah. So there's definitely drama surrounding Kieran. But you have to watch him again. You know, I can't say anything, but the pash was nice. And there is drama. That's all I can say.
I think he was sobbing. Did we see one promo where he's crying uncontrollably?
He stormed out.
Is he all right?
Yeah. He's a crier. I mean, bless him. He's very in touch with his emotions. We'll have to see.
Wow. Okay.
How would you go if one of your exes popped into the Paradise Island?
I'm friends with all my exes except for one of them, so I think it'd be fine.
So that
we'd
one.
We'd probably wingman each other.
So that one came in.
I tell the girls stay away from him because he's a compulsive liar, so I'd be more concerned for the girls than for me.
Hey, Abby, what about, I know most people are probably aware that Matt Agnew broke up with Chelsea, the woman he picked at the final rose ceremony, but Matt's gone very quiet. Do you even know where he is, Abby? Does anyone know? Is he around?
I have no idea where Matt is.
That's the one she's not friends with, Boxy.
Okay.
I think Matt was just a little, you know, a little science man, and then he got flung into the spotlight, and then I think it was a bit hard for him. So I think he's just gone back to his normal life.
Now he's a little science man again. Hey, Abs, one more question. Are you in love now up there in Queensland?
I'm very happy.
Ooh.
And then that could be both. You see Abby as somebody who can be, I'm very happily single. So you can be happy both ways, Fev. So
yeah.
I think that's very appropriately vague, and well done to you for adhering to the Channel 10's policy, because some of them, some haven't.
Sense of warmth in the way she's
already out passing someone else, isn't she?
Well, no,
yeah,
this
I
is.
Think, a, yeah.
Yeah. And can I just on that, because Kira has it. Time has been friend of this show. Can contestants of these shows not do that? I want to invest in the show. If I know, so thank you, Abby, for not giving anything away, because now I'm going to enjoy the journey.
What did Kira give away? I guess we shouldn't say it on air.
There's photos of her being papped with somebody.
Oh,
and we won't go into it, but
good on you, Abby, for not
it's
doing that.
It's sort of
that.
A spoiler.
All right, yeah, good
I'm
stuff.
I'm a good girl.
Well done.
Good girl.
Hey, Abs, if you ever want to get out and with your partner at the moment, if you've got one, just send the photos to us and we'll break it first.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the offer.
Yes, Abby will be watching tonight. It is Bachelor in Paradise, 7:30 on 10.